You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What happened in your world yesterday?
A lot of man time in the neighborhood yesterday. Over the past couple days, the texts have been flowing back and forth between all the guys in the neighborhood because my buddy Scotland Rob, two doors down, is having a giant evergreen tree in his front yard removed, and they started the process yesterday. So I was at home doing some other things around the house, and I hear that faint sound of a chainsaw going.
I gotta know, why is it being removed?
It's massive. It is a giant, giant tree. There's concerns about the roots getting down into the main lines. They want to do some concrete work out front, put a little front porch in.
Blah, they're taking blah, down blah, a blah, tree blah. To put in concrete?
It's a nuisance tree. It's,
boy, they wrote songs about that back time in the to 1960s.
Go. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, when you get those...
Nuisance tree.
It's a nuisance tree.
Damn you... that tree trying to grow where I want to put in a concrete
patio. Once you
patio.
Get those... roots down into the main lines, it gets a little pricey. Right. So anyway, right. That was anyway. Going, and we heard the faint sounds of the chainsaw, which caused all the dads in the neighborhood, all the men, to slowly pop their heads outside.
Like
and
a bunch of groundhogs poking out of
It's like
holes.
A bunch of groundhogs, or if you've ever seen The Wizard of Oz, you know, when the munchkins start coming out, and they're
come
like
out,
the suns, you know, and all the guys are like, oh, the sun's hitting us, and we all wandered across the street to the house directly across from Scotland Rob, pulled up some chairs, had a cup of coffee, and we sat there for about an hour and 45 minutes into an hour and watched him take the tree down and talked about how we would do it better and cracked some jokes and made inappropriate comments about each other's wives. And it was just a delightful little afternoon. It was such good male bonding. Over power tools and watching them take down a tree.
All right.
I had the time of my life. Did you ever do that with your neighbors, Dom?
No,
sit
I like
outside?
Trees.
No.
Most people are planting trees.
No, this is a
in
definite
your neighborhood,
nuisance
they're
tree.
Ripping them down.
Yeah. So that
nuisance tree. That sounds like a band name.
I just had the best afternoon, just bonding with
I'm
all
so
the guys.
I'm so sick of this
man.
Fresh oxygen that's being produced.
I should have. I should send you a picture. It's like. It's like encroaching on their house. It's like leaning on their house. It's so big. It was so big. It had to
it's
go.
Possible that tree was there before the house, you know? So maybe Scotland Rob is encroaching on its.
Right. Apartment. There is that. But anyway, I had a really, really good afternoon with all the guys. Okay. And then I wandered inside, and I was sick of seeing all the posts on Instagram and Facebook. And I'm like, I got to dive into this Netflix show. I got to see what it's all about. So my little afternoon treadmill show was episode one of Squid Game.
Oh,
and
right,
it is
okay.
Like all the rage right now. I'm reading about it this morning. It says 2/3 of anyone on Netflix has watched Squid Game, about 140 million people. The series is going to be worth just shy of $1 billion for Netflix.
Hmm.
And I knew zero about this show. I was zero. I just keep seeing people post and post and post.
Yeah.
Episode one, wrapped it up. I'm hooked.
Oh, okay.
It's great. It has to do with, I'll read you the little synopsis here online. It says, hundreds of cash-strapped contestants accept an invitation to compete in children's games for a big tempting prize, but the stakes are deadly. And the first episode has to do with the kids' game, Red Light, Green Light. Did you ever play that? Red Light.
Sure.
You green light and you run, and then red light, you stop.
Yeah.
If you, I don't want to give it away.
Yeah, don't.
I won't give it.
It
away.
Would
but
I like it?
I think so.
Okay.
The only thing that's hard, it's a little difficult to get past. It's a Korean-made TV show, mm-hmm. and they dub English in over it.
Okay.
So nothing matches up, you know, when they're talking.
It's like
stuff.
Watching an it old Godzilla takes, movie.
Yeah, like a Bruce Lee movie or something like that. So it takes a minute to get past that and just focus on the story.
Mm-hmm.
But wow.
Okay.
It's intriguing, man.
Okay,
well, I recommend it.
I've seen it posted in a bunch of places like mm-hmm. you. I have not seen it, so.
Yeah, it's interesting. Definitely not for kids. Definitely not for kids. So I will say that.
I'm even more intrigued. Yeah.